Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the dulcet tones of Tommy James and the Shondells here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke.
I love it because you've called me Luke all day and I wasn't going to say anything. But
you know what? You just brought it up, La Follette. You're going to be La Follette from now on.
I didn't want to ruin the streak and us go a show without it being mentioned, but yeah, at the same time, yeah.
You know that I'm a couple degrees of separation from this actual song? Or at least the group.
Pray
tell.
This
is Tommy James and the Shondells, right?
Okay.
So Tommy James and the Shondells, one of the members of their group later on, and I believe has writing credits on, I want to say Money Money, or I Think We're Alone Now, one of the two. I'm not completely sure. I'm not going to look it up. It's not that important. Is Kenny Laguna. Kenny Laguna is the... he started Black Heart Records and signed Joan Jett after she left the Runaways and started Black Heart Records, Joan Jett. He used his daughter's college fund
To start the record company. That's pretty cool.
Which totally paid off.
And, yeah, absolutely paid off
daughter,
in that case.
Daughter helps run the record label. And so where I come in, the band I was a tour manager for signed with Black Heart Records.
There
got to
go.
Meet Kenny Laguna and
Joan Jett too.
As well as Joan Jett a couple times. Kenny is a fantastic and wonderful, warm human being. I'm only saying this so you can understand like immediately what the image of him comes to mind whenever I see this is Sean Penn in Carlito's Way. It looks and reminds me of him. So if you check that out, that reminds me of a little bit of Kenny Laguna. Anyway, we have some, but speaking of punk rock, we have some awesome punk rock to bring you here.
It's a dueling tangent with punk rock and talk radio.
I frequently complain that our trolls are completely unoriginal and stupid and boring.
Absolutely.
Like if they had any creative thought, I would enjoy sparring with them. But really, it's just so. This is a good example of how to troll someone. And by the way, see how many punk rock bands you can name in this clip. Here we go. Run it, Luke.
Got Bill on the line. He's calling from here in Nashua. Hi, Bill.
Nashua, New Hampshire. You used to live there.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. You know, I think one of my main problems is I'm a Republican in a fairly liberal area, and at times I feel like everyone is just like against me. So I feel like what we need to do is listen to what our descendants told us, because in the past, we refused to live like a life of agony. I'm just, I'm sick of it all. I'm sick of people thinking we're just a minor threat, Enough of that Fugazi. I mean, a lot of these people, they just got bad brains and they're misfits who wave, a black flag.
I don't know why it cut out, but hey, guy, let me pull it up here.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It is.
So the guy's calling up a conservative station,
okay,
and
we've got Bill on the line. He's calling.
Do you have the full thing? Just want to make sure. It's okay. We'll give him a second. So they're calling a conservative station in what I'm assuming is New England. They're going to Nashua, New Hampshire, a place I grew up in. Actually, 7 years I went to Nashua High School, and I also went to Bishop Gurton High School in Nashua, New Hampshire for ninth grade. Bishop Gurton High School is the basis for the Chocolate War. If you've ever seen the movie or read the book, The Chocolate War, it's one of those coming of age movies or books. If you read a separate piece, you sometimes also read The Chocolate War. And it was about, the dude who says, what would you say you do here?
Oh yeah. Dr. Cox in Scrubs.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That actor,
I can't think of his name
right
now.
I know his name. He's John Cusack's best friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, He played the lead monk in that movie. Anyway, I want to continue with this conversation.
I think I got it now. The production computer's messing with me, but here.
Wave, a black flag.
Nope, no, it's cutting off right at that same exact spot. I don't know if it's a corrupted file or what, but so, it's funny because he goes and he dives in a handful more and he references Blink-182, and that's actually when I laughed and I kind of lost it. But he's probably got at least 12, maybe 15 different punk rock bands in that clip.
That's awesome. Let's go to the lines and see what you guys think. 844-967-2789. I'm pretty excited about that, because that's a creative way to troll. He didn't call up and say, hey, you guys are wrong, or hey, you guys are idiots. He just kind of laid out as many punk rock bands in the name of it as possible, and I'm a huge fan. I think it's pretty darn awesome. I think it's pretty awesome that it's Nashua, New Hampshire. By the way, Nashua is like 20 minutes north of Boston, just right on the border. Take Route Route 3 straight through. If you're going on the way to Manchester from Boston, you can't miss Nashua. Jake from Milwaukee, how you doing, buddy? I thought that was you.
Yeah, I counted like 11. I mean, just in that first few minutes, I was like, I need to get back to some older stuff too, like Bad Brains. And
yeah.
I was half expecting to say like Minutemen, or, you know, you could have said like it was a Clash too. Clash would have been great in there.
Yeah.
but yeah, that was pretty cool. Either that guy was like, he was definitely trolling, or he thought that up for a while just as a joke. One of the two. You'd either have to go and do an online search really quick, but he mentioned different eras.
Yes.
So yeah. I have a feeling the person who did that had a pretty good background of punk music, and the fact they say they were conservative, I don't know.
Well, they're clearly not. Actually, you know what?
Punk ass.
You know what? When I was on tour with the punk rock band, the best shows, the biggest and most passionate and largest attended and most wonderful shows were in the most conservative areas. Salt Lake City, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Those places, punk rock thrives where it is needed.
Those places have, like, you know, huge scenes, actually.
Yes, they do.
That you don't know about.
Salt Lake City has a whole movie called SLC Punk. Matthew Lillard.
Madison, I don't know how it is now, but used to have a huge punk scene in sort of Milwaukee in the 90s for sure. I don't know what's happened. I haven't been to a basement show in ages, but, you know, I mean, the huge punk scenes in Minneapolis, I mean, you know, they're just underground. People don't know they exist.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to diss the liberal cities and their punk scenes. I'm pretty sure the kids there have a lot of angst and things like that. I guess I'm just saying that it seemed to be that punk rock lived or seemed to play more true and have more passion in the places where that type of thought and you know, the way of thinking is kind of pushed down.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, cool. Jake. You're always cool. Yeah, guys, give us a call. What do you think? 844-967-2789. If you're going to troll someone, do it in a creative way. Actually, if you're going to do anything, guys, if you're going to do anything at all, be artistic about it.
Yeah, I think that's my approach to sarcasm and satire has always been, you really need to understand something to be able to give a satire spin.
Yeah, and we go back to the beginning of where we started.
Right, and so you have to be aware of what you're trying to make fun of to be able to make fun of it well.
Yes.
And so that's kind of how I got my start with news stories, because I had Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, mm-hmm. those were, mm-hmm. I understood what was going on in current events because I wanted to understand the jokes.
You know what? Stephen Colbert was so good. He was invited to the White House press dinner.
Correspondents' dinner.
As a speaker, as a conservative, because he was so good at satire, they couldn't tell the difference, or they didn't bother to figure it out.
Nope. And this has been Dueling
Probably
Tangents.
Probably the best one I've ever seen, too.
Yeah, that was a good one. This has been it for this week. Catch us Monday, 2 p.m., Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Dihydrogen monoxide.